Holy Word. A reading from the beginning of the second letter of St. Paul to Timothy. Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus by the will of God, for the promise of life in Christ Jesus, to Timothy, my dear child. Grace, mercy, and peace from God the Father and Christ Jesus our Lord. I am grateful to God, whom I worship with a clear conscience, as my ancestors did, as I remember you constantly in my prayers, night and day. For this reason, I remind you to stir into flame the gift of God that you have through the imposition of my hands. For God did not give us a spirit of cowardice, but rather of power and love and self-control. So do not be ashamed of your testimony to the Lord, nor of me, a prisoner for his sake, but bear your share of hardship for the gospel with the strength that comes from God. He saved us and called us to a holy life, not according to our works, but according to his design. And the grace bestowed on us in Christ Jesus before time began, but now made manifest through the appearance of our Savior, Christ Jesus, who destroyed death and brought life and immortality to light through the gospel, in which I was appointed preacher and apostle and teacher. Of this account I am suffering these things, but I am not ashamed, for I know him in whom I have believed, and am confident that he is able to guard what has been entrusted to me until that day. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. To you, O Lord, I lift up my eyes. To you, O Lord, I lift up my eyes. To you I lift up my eyes, who are enthroned in heaven. Behold, as the eyes of servants are on the hands of their masters, to you, O Lord, I lift up my eyes. As the eyes of a maid are on the hands of her mistress, so are our eyes on the Lord our God, till he have pity on us. To you, O Lord, I lift up my eyes. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Mark. Glory to you, O Lord. Some Sadducees, who say there is no resurrection, came to Jesus and put this question to him, saying, "Teacher, Moses wrote for us, if someone's brother dies, leaving a wife but no child, his brother must take the wife and raise up descendants for his brother. And there were seven brothers. The first married a woman and died, leaving no descendants. So the second brother married her and died, leaving no descendants, and the third likewise. And the seventh left her no descendants. Last of all, the woman also died. At the resurrection, when they arise, whose wife will she be? For all seven had been married to her." And Jesus said to them, "Are you not misled because you do not know the scriptures or the power of God? When they rise from the dead, they neither marry nor are given in marriage, but they are like the angels in heaven. As for the dead being raised, have you not read in the book of Moses and the passage about the bush, how God told him, 'I am the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob.' He is not the God of the dead, but of the living. You are greatly misled." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. I'm not going to preach on this, but I always love when Jesus gets in the face of the Sadducees. You know, remember a Sadducee? Don't believe in the resurrection. That's why they're so sad, you see. Got it from today's gospel. But I don't want to preach on that. I want to preach on the first reading. And when you get there, here it's great when you're reading these letters, because they're just letters from Paul to people he cares about or to a community. Today it's a personal letter to Timothy. Now remember, Timothy was a priest and a bishop. And set, he still reminds him, as we talked about last week for Pentecost. Let me remind you to stir into a flame or fan into a flame the gift of God was given to you when we laid our hands upon you. And then he says, the spirit that God gives us is not a cowardly spirit, but one of power, of love, and self-control. You know, I love the old translation, which when I wrote my book, Be a Man, I took this very passage and I made three chapters on each of these things. And the old translation says, we don't have a spirit of cowardice, but one that makes us strong, loving, and wise. And we have to remember that. You know, the St. Charles Laguna and his companions, they were all young, less than 40, every one of them. I think Charles was 28. And they were all, the king was a pedophile, and he was a big pedophile, and he was always trying to go after the boys. He was a homosexual pedophile. And Charles would try to save them, and since, because they were Christians, they would not have sex with the king killed them all. But they were standing for what was right, and God gave them eternal life. They could have been cowards in front of the king, but because they have the same spirit that you do and I do, they weren't cowards. They were strong, loving, and wise. Even as they were dying, they were encouraging people to become Christians. They were loving. They were wise. They were strong. So today, you can focus on yourself and just think, oh, I'm so weak. I'm just so weak. Or you can think and focus on the power that is within you. God, His Spirit, is inside of you and of me. That makes us strong, power, loving, love. Self-control, wisdom. You have this power inside of you. And when you sit there and get this, you get your strength. Bear your hardship for the gospel, he says, with the strength that comes from God. We don't have to be afraid of anything. God lives inside of us by the power of his spirit. We don't have to be cowards in this time. You know, we're living in fear, a place of fear. You know, we're afraid of getting sick. We're afraid of the riots. We're afraid of all these things. We don't have to be afraid because of God's Spirit. So do not be afraid. God's Spirit is inside of you, and He makes you strong, loving, and wise. Focus on this strength and get this strength from God Himself. Got it? Get it? Gonna live it? May each of you know his love today and forever. Amen.